Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in again to the broadcast. We're picking up our study here in Matthew 15, Matthew chapter 15, verse number 29. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And so here, after this, the Lord going up to Tyre and Sidon, and then the Syrophoenician woman and desiring the healing of her daughter and the great faith that she had in the Lord Jesus to be able to do it, her pleading with him, even though he said he was sent only to Israel, and it's not meet for him to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, "Oh, Lord, it's all true. What you say is true. But even the dogs eat from the crumbs of the master's table." Jesus declares unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And so he departs from there to go down to the Sea of Galilee, went up into a mountain there by the Sea of Galilee, and sat down there. And great multitudes, verse 30, came unto him, having with them those that were lame, and blind, and dumb, and maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Not one case was too hard for the healing touch of the Lord, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, and the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they were glorified of God, glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way." Again, the compassion of the Lord. And his disciples say unto him, "When should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude?" And Jesus saith unto them, "How many loaves have ye?" And they said, 7, and a few little fishes." So here what we have is kind of like rewind and repeat, isn't it? And the Lord gives us this in the scripture that we might learn. It's not ours to run down the disciples by any means. The Lord here is compassionate again, as it said over in chapter 14. And he tells the disciples there, give them to eat. And then they forget that they had been empowered so. And then they have another case here, and the Lord Jesus said, "I'm not going to send them away without eating." That's what it means here by sending them away fasting. They'll faint in the way. They'll just run out of gas. They won't be able to have the energy to get back to someplace safe. And the disciples immediately look to the physical. They've forgotten what the Lord has said. And Lord help us, I forget what the Lord has said. But they forget what the Lord had told them back in chapter 10. He said, "And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." And so they, being having the power to raise the dead, surely they could feed a multitude. But they forget. And the Lord bears with their lack of faith. The Lord bears with my lack of faith. And pray that the Lord would help us, that we would have faith in him like the Syrophoenician woman. Amen. He says, how many loaves do you have? And they said, seven and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks to the Lord in heaven and brake them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the broken meat that was left, seven baskets full. Before it had been 12, one for every apostle. One for every apostle. And no doubt it was more than what they started it with before. And here, now there's seven baskets full of the fragments, one for every loaf that they had. More bread than they started out with, for sure. And they that had eat were 4,000 men. Again, it could have been upwards of 16,000 people that the Lord fed, beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. And so here the Lord feeds the 4,000, as we refer to it. And it was more than 4,000 that he fed. And again, ours is not to beat up the apostles. But may the Lord help us to learn and to have faith in what the Lord has said. The Lord gave them power to heal the sick, cleanse leprosy, which is a dreaded disease. Pardon me, of the day. And he gave them power to raise the dead. And they forget how they've been empowered. And Jesus goes ahead and gives them yet an example of the power. May the Lord help us that we remember what we've been called to and the power that we've been given. The Pharisees, chapter 16 of Matthew, verse number 1. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came. So now these two sects of the Jews that are always at odds, they come tempting, and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Show us a sign from heaven that you are, you have authority and you are a master, a rabbi in Israel. And he said unto them, when it is evening, ye will say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Red at night, sailor's delight, right? And in the morning, it will be foul weather. Red in the morning, sailor's warning, right? For the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times. And so the Lord says, you can tell about the weather. Good day tomorrow, bad day tomorrow, today. You can tell what the weather's going to do, but you can't see what's going on right in front of you. This man has come. He's come out of obscurity, and yet he preaches like none other ever in Israel. And he does miracles more prolific than any other, all the prophets put together. He's got a forerunner in John the Baptist. And they cannot see, they do not see, they will not see who he is. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. You come asking me for a sign in addition to the signs that are at hand? I mean, there are signs numerous. Just over here in the previous chapter when he came over there and came to that place the Gennesaret, and healed. I mean, just healed prolifically. They couldn't believe it. And then over here in chapter 15, the previous chapter, this place off the Sea of Galilee where he sat down on the mountain, and they brought to him and brought to him and brought to him and brought to him. And they were just amazed. They were amazed at the, and he said, these are the signs. and you don't even see them. He says, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, after another sign, with the signs that you have, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas, or that of Jonah. And he left them and departed. He said, no more signs to you. No more. You get no more signs. The only sign that you get is that of the prophet Jonah. Now, you got to understand, Pharisees and Sadducees, and I'm of the opinion that Brother Jonah, he was noted to be a traitor against Israel and wasn't regarded, because the standpoint of the Pharisees was, look and see, for no prophet cometh out of Galilee. That was their opinion regarding Jonah. That Jonah wasn't theirs, he wasn't a prophet. But here, the Lord Jesus says that Jonah was a prophet of God. And there was a sign in Jonah's life, and the account in the scripture regarding Jonah, that was the sign to them. And what is it? As Jonah was in the whale's, belly 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. And so that's the only sign that he said that they get. The only additional sign is a sign of Jonah. And so the thing is Jonah was not regarded as a prophet by many, I believe. And then Jesus says he was a prophet. Okay, so that rubs them bad. They viewed Jonah as being a traitor because he went and he witnessed to Nineveh. And then Jonah being rejected, they wouldn't care anything about him and the account of him being in the great fish's belly for 3 days and three nights. But that's the only sign. That's the only sign, additional sign that they get other than the miracles of the Lord. And he left them and departed, it says. Verse 5. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they have forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we've taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? Do ye yet not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, or how many baskets you took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How is it that ye did not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. False doctrine, teaching for commandments, the doctrines of men. Beware of it. Beware of it, beware of it, beware of it. An adulterous and wicked generation seeks after a sign. And you and I, we don't need a sign. We have the Word of God, the Bible, the Scripture, and the testimony of a come, a suffering, bleeding, dying, buried, and risen Savior for the salvation of our souls. I pray that the Lord would bless that you would see such, receive it, repent, and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.